in Jesus' name, Father. May it be more about Jesus, would I know. Oh, hallelujah. And more of His love that we would bestow. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. Lord, that wonderful, beautiful, pure, sincere word of Your grace. Lord, build it in us more and more this morning to praise You in the fullness of that glory. All for You, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I love to praise Him. I thank God I got a voice and lips to praise Him. Well, let's praise Him in John 17 this morning. John 17. So sweetly, Jesus, having such a joyful time with His Father, thinking about us. And that's the fullness of His joy, is thinking about us. John 17, 13. Jesus says to the Father, Father, now I come to Thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have My joy fulfilled in themselves. Did you hear that? That they might have My joy fulfilled in themselves. And I was thinking about how incredible is our God. How incredible is His heart for us. Not only does He give us His peace. Not only does He give us His life. Not only does He give us His love, that He gives us His rest. But can you hear the excitement in Jesus' voice as He's saying this? I pray you can. I pray you can see Him saying it to you right now. That in spirit be transformed, transferred, whatever. Right there as He's speaking to the Father. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Now I come unto Thee. And oh my, these things I spake in the world, that they might have My joy fulfilled in them. Now, this means My joy completed in them. Isn't that something? My joy completed in them. My joy finished in them. My joy fulfilled in them. Isn't this marvelous? See, what He's saying here is it's My desire, My good pleasure, known and grown up in them. Yes. He doesn't want you to just admire Him, look at Him. He wants you to grow up into Him in all things. Listen to the Word of God speaking that truth in love. We grow up into Him in all things. Amen. See, this is beyond what you could ask or think. This is beyond what could ever enter into the hearts of men. Not only what God's preparing for us someday with Him, but what He's preparing right now someday with Him. If you'll take it. Listen to these things. This is so evident what Jesus is after. And what Jesus is after in us, for Him, is a fully matured, ready companion. A companion. A spouse. That wonderful, wonderful fellowship. That divine knowing. You know Me. Remember, as the Apostle Paul, as he said, that I may know Him. That I may know Him. As it was said about Moses. Oh, those people, you know what? They knew My acts. But no, Moses, he knew My ways. He knew My desire. He knew why I was doing the things that I was doing. It wasn't just to impress. It's because I love You. I love you. I chose you because I love you. I chose you because I want you. And he wants us as that companion and a spouse. You think of this now. So great and so powerful was his joy to have a wife. So great and powerful was his joy to have a wife that he endured the shame of the cross to have that joy. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. See, think of this. He's speaking this at that time in John 17. He's getting ready to go. He's getting ready to ascend. They'd been with him, those disciples, 3.5 years, fellowship, day and night, leaning upon his breast, touching, feeling, hearing him, all of these things. But, oh, Father, I'm coming unto thee. I'm coming unto thee. Why did he go to the Father? Remember that? He said, I must go unto him because if I don't go to him, somebody's not going to come to you. I must go to him to send you the Holy Ghost. See, you want joy fulfilled in your life? You need to be full of the Holy Ghost. Understand that. Understand that. It can just continue to pass you by. It can be something that you just hear about and let it go. And I know it's not comparing ourselves amongst ourselves. But who in your life do you know are the joyful? Who in your life do you know are those that are full of joy? Amen. Those by the grace of God that are filled and full of the Holy Ghost. Yes. And see, the fullness of the Holy Ghost, I will tell you this. When you go on in that fullness of the Holy Ghost, there's only one way that you're going on full of the Holy Ghost, and that's in all truth. That doesn't mean you're just excited and you can get excited in prayer and thanks be to God and speak in another language and be happy in the Lord in that. That's all part of it. But that should be the unction and the edification that say, oh my, I want to hear more of his voice. I want to hear more of his heart. I want to know all that fullness of his joy and all that fullness of his love. Yeah, I guess in a lot of ways sometimes, even naturally speaking, you know, we can feel love and it's a beautiful thing. And there's moments that it can be at really heights of feeling. But then there's something about knowing love. And let me tell you something, love is more than feeling. Love is there, I'll tell you what. When you don't feel a thing, amen? Do you have to feel the love or do you just know love? Amen, you know it, don't you? I think sometimes in this life, everybody's about, oh, you got to feel good, feel this. Feel fit, feel content, feel all these things. No, you need to know. I know he loves me. And I thank the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Praise be to God. But see, that joy was the greatest treasure in his life because the cross proved it. Father, praise God. He said, I want that same joy known and overflowing in them. I want them to share that joy with me. I want them to complete me. Oh, yes. See, a wife is the joy that fulfills and completes a man. Oh, yeah. Even in the natural, praise be to God. I say it many times, many ways that I can even be encouraged of the Lord to tell you. That bridal love, that love of a spouse will cause you to do things that you'll do for no other. It's the truth. Amen. You know, many of you had roommates or whatever, you know, they started getting funny. I'm out of here. You best not do that with your spouse. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you're tightly fit and compacted in a house, diamonds are going to rub diamonds. There's going to be sparks. Diamond sparks. There's cutting. But I'll tell you one thing. Love. Amen. Love. And this is what this is. See, a wife is the joy that fulfills and completes the man. Paul reveals that heart in our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Go on over to Colossians chapter 1. How glorious this is. See, this is about that joy fulfilled in them. I want that joy, my joy, fulfilled in them. The joy that was set before me that I endured the cross, that love for them, I want that fulfilled in them. I want that reciprocated love. I want my companion. And Father, I'm going to you. Listen to this. Father, I'm going to you so that the words that I speak to them, that my joy might be fulfilled in them. And here's the gospel, praise God, that was spoken after he went to the Father and sent them the Holy Ghost to hear. Verse 25, the Apostle Paul. Wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God. Paul was the overseer, the domestic of this revelation that was given of him, this message of the mystery of Christ. So he said, wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. That's that same word. Fulfilled, same word, complete the word of God, to finish it, to make it complete for the word, to complete the word of God. Amen. This was that enabling for that joy of Jesus to be fulfilled in us. And here it is. Even the mystery, which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Not to the world. This is to the believers. Praise be to God. This is those that have that full heart to go after it. Paul was given that message that this joy would be fulfilled in them. The same joy of the heart of the bridegroom. To whom God would make known, here's the message, to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery. The riches of it. The absolute glory of it. What is that mystery? I'll show you that mystery. I'll take you, John, up to a high mount in Revelation. And I'm going to show her to you. Look up, John. She's descending from heaven having the glory of God. The bride, the Lamb's wife. It's so perfectly, beautifully clear and evident. This is my joy fulfilled. Here she is. This is the joy of my heart. This is the fullness of everything that I saw, praise God, as I bore that shame, endured the cross. It was all joy. It was joy, joy, joy. All I could see was her. All I could see was the completion of my joy. Now, oh my, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. And they sang about it, which is Christ in you. It's in you. It's you. Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach. Whom we preach. Warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom. You got to know this. That we may present every man perfect. There it is again. There's the fullness. That's the same thing again. Complete, finished, the fullness, fully grown, adult, mature in Christ Jesus. The complete joy of Jesus is you knowing the mystery of Christ. That's it. That I may know Him, that I may know the love of Christ, that I may know, that I may know, that I may know. It's knowledge. It's knowledge of what He wants you to be for Him. And then He, in that great plan of God, He gave it all to you at the moment that you took Him as Savior. You have His very life to grow up into the beauty of the fullness of that companionship, the fullness of that spouse. The perfect, exact, overwhelming, amazing, unspeakable plan of God. This fullness of His joy to complete Him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The perfect, complete, fully grown Son of God in you. That is the glory for Him. Now going back to John chapter 15. Oh, I love it. It only gets more full. Jesus saying again, these things have I spoken unto you. Notice it's all about who speaking? Jesus speaking. It's all about His word, isn't it? What He said and what He's spoken. It's all about His voice. It's all about His heart. Amen? Oh, so here we go. These things have I spoken unto you, that My joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. See? Now remember, He prefaces that My joy, so it's, we know that there ain't no other joy but His joy. You get that, right? Jesus is joy. His heart is joy, joy. And He said, I want My joy to remain in you. And it's important, see, this word remain, because if it'll remain in you, My joy remain in you, then your joy will be full. There's that word again. Full, complete, finished, fully mature. Now here's why. This is so beautiful. That word remain, it means abiding as a spouse. If My joy remain as a spouse in you, you'll abide having a full joy. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, you just can't. Every time we come in here, that's why Joe's still bouncing around in Psalm 16. I love it. It's not, why would it be like that? How could it not be like that? And I thank the Lord. He encouraged my heart to say it in boldness a long time ago. It's all over in here. Just keep seeking it out. Keep searching it out. He'll give it. He'll give it in His time. Amen, He will. Praise be to God. And it's the same truth. That truth never changed. That bridal truth been so magnificent the very moment it came out of the mouth of the Apostle Paul. Oh, yes. And that truth has never changed. But thanks be to God as you continue to study and search it out. And as the Word of God continues to pour forth in these vessels, the light upon light upon light upon light. My goodness. It's like I said, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. How many ways do you want to see something that's beautiful? Like I said, I'm born in a beautiful city. I saw it as I was in the midst of it. I saw it up on a mountain. I saw it at night. Saw it as the sun rise up. And I saw it from an airplane. And that's finite, but that's a lot of beauty. But this is infinite. And He'll take you all throughout the inheritance to see every single bit of it. Think of how vast that land of Canaan and all of the fruit and all of the different topography. The mountains, the valleys, the hills, and all these things. But then to see it too with the challenges that are in it. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. See, conquerors got to conquer. You know that. And you're more than a conqueror. So I don't even know what that is, except it's this one that's full of joy. Amen? See, that's just like the mighty men. They were upset when there wasn't any more. That guy, only time he ever cried was when there wasn't any more giants to take heads. Where are they? Oh, I'm sad. Come on. I need some more trials. You think that fella had a heart maybe kind of like the Apostle Paul? I glory in my infirmities. Let me tell you something. Those infirmities you got, those are bigger than any giant that they ever took ahead. Because you're talking about infirmities for you to win something that they did not know. You're taking an inheritance, Bob, that they wrote of, but they didn't know. And how valuable, Scott, that was. Beyond, as we rejoice studying these things out together, seeing the passion that was in their heart, but for us, a better thing, a more glorious thing, exceeding great and precious promise. Without us, they could not be, there's that word again, fulfilled, complete. We complete that. This bride got to take her place. He's got to have her to take his place. He won't take that throne as God without her. She has to complete me. I have to have my joy fulfilled with me to take that. Come on. Remain, abide as a spouse in it. That's right. Abiding as a spouse in it. Those are the joyful. Those are the ones that are filled with joy. Those aren't the ones that just bounce along. Well, you know, I'm making money. I'm not making money. Let's move to a new town. Let's get out of here. This is tough. No, I'm on you. That ain't full joy. That's full retreat. You fight. You're a lover and a fighter. Amen. Come on. That's what's like that tribe that said, oh, Lord, they went to Joshua. Joshua gave them that land. They came back and they said, well, you know, we need more land. He said, well, why do you need more land? I gave you all that land. Well, there's some occupants in there. We can't take them out. So just give us more. Ha! I'm going to take away what I gave you if you don't get in there and run them out of there. You better go fight for your inheritance. You better fight for it. I'll tell you what, you do not want your bones waxing in a desert. You want to enter in and you want to enter fully in. This is so good, and I'll tell you what, our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. It's about to appear. Now, get this. Abiding as a spouse is a crown that is never laid down. You never lay down the crown of Paul's gospel. It's not at a more convenient time. It's not, well, this too rough. Or I want this in place of that. Or somehow I'm going to compromise. No, no, preach no other gospel. If I preach any other gospel, let me be accursed. Abiding as a spouse is a first love that's never left. Spouses, except for him, but spouses make mistakes. They fail. But I'll tell you what a true spouse never does. Is they never leave the first love. Now, how did this happen? All by hearing. Jesus says, I speak. I have spoken. Huh? Amen? Think of how the Word of God says this. My sheep hear. Jesus, the Father stopped those disciples from getting stupid. He shut that down. Hear him. hear him. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And I'll tell you, and I will tell you, and I will tell you, and I will tell you, you must hear Paul's gospel to have the joy of Jesus completed in you. If you're after a complete joy, the fullness of his joy fulfilled in you, it must be Paul's gospel. Now, in Ecclesiastes 2:26, it says, To a good man, he gives wisdom, he gives knowledge, and he gives joy. Isn't that something? He gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy. Oh, yes. See, there's a divine order in that. You can never get to that joy without wisdom and knowledge. You could have temporal joy, as man knows it. You could be happy for a moment. No. But when you have wisdom and knowledge, you'll abide in joy. It's joy unspeakable, unsearchable, unexplainable. In trial, in valley of shadow of death, in a furnace. You can go in praising God. You can have a prayer meeting in a lion's den. Yeah. Because why? Because of wisdom and knowledge. When you know you're more than a conqueror, when you know that the victory's been won, when you know that it is finished, when you know that you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, go at it, man. Do what you got to do. I know who's got this. I know. Because the wisdom and the knowledge has given me joy. And see, Paul's joy was Jesus' joy. That I finish with a full joy. And how is that going to happen? Full knowledge. Full knowledge. And what full knowledge is that? Well, we've been reading about it, but I love Ephesians chapter 3. I love Ephesians chapter 3. It says in Ephesians chapter 3:18, and Paul is speaking to them, that we might be able to comprehend. 3:18, that we might be able to comprehend wisdom, knowledge with all saints, what is the breadth and the length and depth and height, and to know. See, there's that know, comprehend, knowledge, wisdom, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. He wants you to know something that passes knowledge. That passes just coming to church and going in and out and praise, maybe even lifting your hands and singing songs until you're hypnotized. That passes knowledge. That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. There it is again. Two times. Filled, completed, finished, mature. What do you think he wants out of you? Christ in you, the hope of glory, worship. He wants that full, mature, readied one. All by faith, all by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is not hidden. This is right there over and over and over and over. So who are the joyful? Who are the joyful? Well, I'll tell you what. Since we're a group, I believe, that takes the word of God for what it says to follow Paul as he followed Christ, I believe Paul would probably be our example. Amen? Well, going over to Philippians chapter 4. And let's finish up in this full joy. He makes it clear. Paul says in chapter 4, verse 1, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and longed for. This guy did not have a hard time telling anybody he loved them. You want to be like the Apostle Paul? You better know how to articulate to somebody, I love you. Amen. Don't be cold. Well, that's just not me. You're right. It's Christ in you. Get over you. Get over you. I've heard it and I had to say it again. I'm glad I've had opportunity to say it. Well, brother, so I'm just being honest. Get over yourself. He don't want you to be honest. He wants you to be full of faith. I don't want to hear about your honesty anymore. I want to hear about your faith. I want to hear about your believing. Jesus, he didn't sit there and say, oh man, such honesty I haven't seen in all of Jerusalem. No, he was blown over. Such faith. Such faith. You believe. That's given me joy. Not because you're honest. Because you did something great. Son, it's because you believed me. You believed me. And you believe me to an extent that I haven't even seen that kind of belief. My disciples were believing because they'd seen. And he proved that, didn't he? With old doubting Thomas. Okay, Thomas, you didn't believe, but I love you so much, son. Come on over here and put your hands in the holes of my hands. Go ahead and touch me. Take your fist and thrust it into that side that's been pierced for you. But greater is them that have not seen that believe. Oh, Lord, I don't need you to see. I don't need to see you do it. You just say it, and it's so. How about for your life? You ever thought about it like that? You know, sometimes we get so critical of us because that's what the enemy wants you to be. Oh, how could I be a bridal saint? How could I be a bridal saint? I don't see. Well, quit seeing it and start believing it. Start believing it. Amen? I believe he's after faith and fully grown faith, fulfilled faith, completed joy, completed rest, completed love. He just wants to complete himself in you. Now, here we go. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown. My goodness, listen to these words he's saying to these people. So stand fast in the Lord. My dearly beloved. Oh, I just almost can't contain it. Full joy. Full joy is the heart that is in love with those who stand fast in the first love gospel. Paul comes out here, my joy and crown, his dearly beloved. He goes on to say in this section, he gives some names, Euodia, Synth, Clement. But then he also says, it's so beautiful, in verse 3. He says, and to my true yoke fellows. Now this, see, we don't have much time. So it's like, how could we wait for another Sunday? Well, let's save that one. No, no, no. My true yoke fellows. You know who they are? They're right here. And now, once again, what does that word yoke fellow mean? It means exactly this. Those bonded in marriage. Who are my dearly beloved? Paul was saying, who's my dearly beloved? Who's my joy and my crown? See, he's participating this. Can you? He's participating in this with Jesus Christ. How dare him? He's acting like he's marrying somebody too. Jesus is a head and a body. And it's to those that are bonded in marriage. Who's he speaking to? Those that are in love with Paul's gospel. Amen? Those that praise the Lord are the exceeding delight, my glory, my dearly beloved. Stand fast in my full joy gospel. Now this sounds like, not even sounds like, this is obvious. Paul is in love. Paul is in love with the bridegroom. And that bridegroom, praise the Lord, head and body, those that love the bridegroom. He dwells in marriage with them. He's telling them, you're my joy and crown, dearly beloved. Listen to these words. Pay attention to the word of God. Pay attention to the word of God. This time for the bride is going to be no more. It's going to end. It's going to end. I was speaking to a parent here today, and they have a child and love him so much, and they got a grandchild. But there's a spouse that's standing against the Holy Ghost. It scares them. They didn't want that child maybe coming to camp. I said, I'll tell you what, you better get over the fear of the Holy Ghost, because I'll tell you what, you enter into the tribulation and you're going to be really fearful. Amen. These are words that are spoken by a spouse to a spouse. Paul's speaking to a spouse. I've espoused you.
Amen.
See, Paul said that. I've espoused you. That's Paul's gospel. Amen. See, this was Paul's joy. Paul took that joy because it was the very joy of the Lord. It was the same joy. He was a partaker in that fullness to have this very full joy. A husband and a wife equally are in love. They have equal joy. Jesus can do that in you. If you'll hear him. If you'll hear the word of God. If you'll be, praise God, of that same mind. And praise be to God, as I was being encouraged of this, I said, oh Lord, I see it in here. I see it in here now. I'm seeing a oneness that only he could bring. These eyes enlightened to start to see this. That we have come to the same mind. As he concludes, Philippians 2:2, fulfill ye my joy. Fulfill ye my joy, Paul says, that ye be like-minded, having the same mind, being of one accord, of one mind. Oh, the one mind, the one thing on Paul's mind, what was it? It was the one thing I do. I press toward the mark. That was the one mind. I press for the out resurrection. I press to hear the voice of the archangel, the bridegroom, speaking when he calls his wife to him. Think of that. This conclusion. That's the joy. The joy is the bridegroom's voice. See, Paul brought forth the bridegroom's voice. That's the fullness of joy gospel. It is. But it's the bridegroom's voice. The joy is knowing the bridegroom's voice. See, you know the Savior's voice, and you know what that voice is? It's peace. And the Lord's voice, oh, what comfort. John 3:39. And this should do it. I'd love to see him right now. John 3:29. So we got the Savior's voice that's peace, and you got the Lord's voice that's comfort. But then there's a voice of joy. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which stands and hears him, rejoices. And he rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. It's going to be completed. Now, why would we end with that? Well, here you go. The friend of the bridegroom. Well, the friend of the bridegroom is a company right now that's with the bridegroom. And they're known as the cloud of witness. The Old Testament worthies of faith. And they're with him, the friend, right now. And they're rejoicing. Oh, sure they are. But oh, they're going to rejoice like they never rejoiced before. Because there's going to be the voice of the archangel. There's going to be the voice of the bridegroom. And when he calls, and he says, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. my joy will be fulfilled. Praise God. Oh, I praise you. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God, have your way.
This is what I say. Be ye perfect.
Yes.
Even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Yes. In the world you shall have tribulations. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Rejoice in the Lord. Always. And again I say rejoice.
Oh, yes.
Let your moderation be made known unto all.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And oh, that moderation, that's the joy. Oh, praise God. And Lord, you've made us an overflowing, joyful bunch. Oh, yes. How could we not be? With Paul's gospel, with the fullness of your love poured forth, with that which was given to Paul to complete the word of God. Lord, it is high time that we awake out of slumber. And if there is one life that's still a little slumbering today, it's time. And oh, it's time. As you told us, Jesus, oh, Father, I come unto thee because I'm going to send them now. The Holy Ghost, who will guide them into all truth, who will fulfill them with the fullness of my joy. In Jesus' name, thank you for this today. Amen.